all right, this is a pleasure, and we thank him so much on this Father's Day to get the general manager of the Giants on. With all this news going on, it's the best guy we can have on all day, and that is Bobby Evans. Bobby, thank you for coming on.
Hey, how you doing today, Marty?
We're doing great. I've had a great show. It's been a lot of fun, and it's Father's Day, so I say happy Father's Day to you. What's your day been like?
Well, church this morning, lunch this afternoon, a little batting practice for an hour, and we got, of course, our game tonight, ESPN. So,
not a bad day. Not a bad day. All right, let's. I got a couple of tweets last night asking me to ask you about the first couple of picks in the draft, and you've signed Shaw already. And tell us a little bit about Bickford and about Shaw and where he may start.
Well, we got to get Bickford signed, of course, but he's a guy that's drafted a couple years ago as a 10th pick overall, so we were fortunate that he was there for us. Attended a junior college this year, and he's got four big league pitches, and you know, he's a guy that we'll work with just to, you know, prepare him for the professional level and ultimately the big league level. We hope we can get him signed soon and get him out there pitching, and at some level he's got some dominant stuff at times, but again, there's a lot to work with. There's a high ceiling on him, a guy that we're excited that was there. We looked at our second pick, which was also still in the first round, our 31st overall, was Chris Shaw out of Boston College, left-handed power-hitting first baseman, could also possibly play the outfield. But just a easy home run power bat, and it looks great. I mean, we've had a chance to see him a little bit, of course, in school, but also after getting him signed. So we're real excited about him, and he'll, you know, these guys will all start in Arizona. They got to get physicals, and then they start, you know, games in Arizona here shortly, and then eventually they'll move out of there, up to Salem, Oregon, or onto Augusta.
Wow, exciting. You know, we talk about power hitters, and I've seen the video of Shaw, and he makes videos about how to be a power hitter. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's easy for him. He's got a great swing. He can backspin a baseball, and they call it easy power, and he's got easy power.
How are you doing on the signings? I know Bickford's not signed. How are you doing, let's say, on the top 10? How are they coming along?
Well, we've got a lot of agreements in place that, you know, just pending physicals. So we're well into it now at this point, and it's some guys making decisions very early, which are really good for us in development, and it really keeps us focused on the rest of the season ahead when we don't have to worry about guys trying to make decisions. We've got a few college juniors down below the 10th round that are going to have to make some decisions, but the money's not as good down there, so they got to decide whether they're going to go back to school or ready to start their pro career. So hopefully they'll choose us over going back for their final year, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Now, the other one that was some interest to me, and of course, you know, I went to law school at the University of Miami, you know that, University of Florida undergrad. You got a guy from Miami, a left-handed pitcher from Miami in the second round.
Yeah, Suarez is very impressive. I mean, I don't think we had any thought that he would still be there when we picked, and there he was, and he's got great stuff, and yeah, you know, we'll have to make some adjustments, you know, with him. But that's what happens with all these guys, and there's a lot to work with again. And you just have to be impressed with what you've seen. He got to pitch a little bit in the tournament. They obviously didn't advance, so I've already been in touch with his people about hopefully joining us here soon.
Oh, good. All right, very good. All right, Bobby Evans joins us on this Father's Day. A lot going on with the ball club. Today, looking at the lineup, Aoki is out, and we know he got hit last night. But Duffy in the number three spot, your thoughts?
Well, Boach has talked about that quite a bit. He's just been so good with guys on base. But at the same time, you know, Pagan's very important to us. And at some level, getting him going, you know, without the pressure of being in a RBI situations may help him. He just hasn't been, you know, able to hit with the, you know, a power or balls in the gap as he's been accustomed. You know, maybe this has continued. I mean, after a great start to the season, you know, maybe just the wear and tear and all the time he's missed caught up with him. But I'm sure he'll be back at some point, you know, in his regular, you know, routine. But right now, Duffy's hot, and it's a good time to take advantage of that.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you think about it. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, he is a batting champion. You know, he did lead the, you know, the squirrels, rather, in hitting. In a tough league, and you've told me all along that this is a very tough league, that the Eastern teams load up their teams down there. He is a batting champion, so he's hitting third. He just doesn't look like a number three hitter, but the results are there.
No, that's right. Well, he's got quick hands. He's also got the ability to, to hit the ball to all fields, which is very, a very big advantage, especially in RBI situations. So, and he's been successful at it, and there's a lot to be said for that.
All right. The bigger question, and I'll tell you something, I'm not even going to do a first guess, second guess, or third guess. What the heck are you going to do with this rotation this week? Peavy had a good game today. Kane had an excellent game last night. How does this thing get resolved? Well, what are the options? What can you do?
Well, we've got to look at our entire staff and just see where they are. Before Hudson's last outing, he had shown some fatigue and had a number of things he was getting treatment on that were of concern. Of course, he pitched well this last outing, but I've not gotten any medical update on him. But every one of these guys at some level, has pitched their way into making this a hard decision. And, we'll have to evaluate it here shortly and see where we're at. But no way to give you any early read. We'll just have to wait and see how the week plays out.
Yeah, how excited or encouraged are you about Matt Cain? And I said it this way. If he had an ankle injury or an oblique or a hamstring and you sent him on a rehab and he did what he's doing on rehab, I'd say, all right, get him up here tomorrow. He looks great. But it's a flexor tendon. The elbow was cleaned out. So I'm sure that you're a little more cautious with him. But how has he looked on this rehab? Because the numbers look pretty good.
Well, I think the last outing, he felt great. And he felt great even before that in his extended spring training, quote unquote, not a rehab appearance. But the thing that we told him after the last outing is he's got to pitch deeper. He's got 75 pitches, he's got to take you further. Of course, he was able to get over 85 pitches this last outing. So, it took him deeper. But that's what we need. We need him to come up here and take a lot of innings. And that's what's going to help us win. That's what's going to give our bullpen rest. That's what's going to give us the best chance to win. So, again, right now, that's our mindset, is trying to find a way to get him at 100%, so when he comes up here, he can go deep.
Good, very good. But no, that's we're looking for that information, and it means he's got to do a little bit more down there, which is fine, because in the world today, you got to get into that sixth or seventh inning, or else this bullpen, I don't know how you're going to make it through a year. But that's life today in the big leagues. There are so many teams, Bobby, that go six, and then they turn it over to the bullpen. But you want to make sure you get your six. You don't want to be in the bullpen in the fourth inning.
No, exactly. Well, and Kane's a guy who should take you, well into the seventh or beyond, and that's when he's at full health, and that's hopefully what we're going to get. And this rest hopefully will have done him some good. And again, he feels great, which is half the battle.
All right, what happens with Machi? Is his time up this week? Does he come back this week?
Machi is now eligible to return. Obviously, we have longer if we want on the rehab, but we're anxious to get him back. I see him coming back early this week.
Okay, all right. And what are your thoughts on Michael Broadway? It's kind of been fun talking to him and his backstory about the lights going out and not having a surgery, and Dr. Andrews, saying, well, I can't operate with a backup generator at the hospital, and he never has a surgery, and here he's back. What are your thoughts about Broadway watching him?
Well, we rehabbed him a lot last year, and to be honest, when we brought him into camp this year, it felt like we were just hoping we could get lightning in a bottle that would help us at AAA, but he's done far more than that and has really exceeded our expectations and what we could have hoped for. Now seeing him at the big league level as well, ability to repeat. I was surprised by the walks yesterday, but this is his first time in the big leagues. I mean, believe it or not, and it's been a special year for him. Hopefully, he can continue. There's a lot of things to like about both him and Strickland in terms of what they're able to do.
Yeah, is Strickland, and I know he's got more command of the secondary stuff, but boy, you need a guy that can come in and say, here's 98, try to hit it. And he did it last night with Puig. And boy, isn't it nice to have that power in the bullpen?
Well, it's nice just because we're not made up of all the same kind of animals. I mean, everybody can do different types of things. And whether it's Lopez from his arm angle or from the right side, Romo and his arm angle and slider and sneaky fastball and Affelt's curveball, and there's just all these different animals that you have, and then of course Casilla can come in and close the game you know, with his stuff. And it is nice to have something a little different, which is what Strickland and Broadway both bring with the, you know, up high 90 fastball and again, some off-speed stuff.
Bobby, today is the one-year anniversary of Joe Panik being in the big leagues. And you're looking, I don't want to say an unsung hero, but maybe understated a little bit. But the guy's a 300 hitter in the big leagues and looks like he gets better every single day, maybe an all-star. Are you surprised at all at what he's accomplished?
Well, you know, when he came up, he had shown us some consistency, even though his numbers didn't show it. Ultimately, his strikeout rate, his walk rate, his hard hit rate, all these different things were very consistent throughout his minor league career. They were not above average. They were average at times, but he always found a way to be one of the leading hitters on the team. He's driving the ball much better now than he has really at any point in his career. You want to see defensively him make some of those plays to his left, because I think he's capable. But otherwise, I mean, this guy's just been a star for us, an all-star in many ways. And being able to hit number two in the order as a rookie ball player all the way through the World Series. I mean, you can take it right back to Washington, D.C., where he took that walk with two outs in the ninth, really set up, you know, ultimately winning that game in 18 innings. And, you know, Panik is the opposite of his name. There's no panic in him.
No, and, you know, it's so funny. You pick out one spot, and it does determine a game. And even last night, an innocuous two-out hit by Hudson. And sets up an 0-2 home run by Maxwell that eventually makes the game comfortable and puts it away, belted the two-run homer after that. But isn't it funny how you can get one innocuous-looking at-bat, a walk, a single, that changes the course of a game?
Well, again, that's why he's in that number two spot, just because of the difference that he can make. And, you know, the lineup behind him's got to do their job, but he's done a great job of doing his.
All right, last thought for you, and I appreciate the time today. Peavy, and we saw his line today, six innings, four hits, a run, got a little bit deeper in the game. Is Peavy kind of ready to get his spot somewhere?
Well, I think he's close. I don't think we have a whole lot more time on his rehab. I think we're out of time, actually. But we're going to get together, Boach and I and the coaches and staff, and we'll, you know, try to sort through this as we get into Tuesday. Obviously, he can't pitch until Friday at the earliest, so we have a little bit of time, but we'll be evaluating it and making a final decision here shortly.
Well, it's going to be fun. You've got a busy week ahead. As I say, it's great for talk radio, and I'm glad you're the general manager and I'm on the radio, because there are things really to figure out. But you got to be pleased. I mean, a half a game out and hitting so well on the road and everything, and I imagine you got to be pretty pleased. Here we are, 72, 73 games into this thing?
Oh, yeah, we are pleased. I mean, it's a long way to go, though, and there's a lot of baseball ahead. You'd like to create more separation. If you're not going to do it in your division, at least do some separation between other guys in the wild card chase. But that just hasn't happened at this point. And so we've got a lot of work to do, and we're going to have to play great baseball down the stretch here. So,
well, we love it. That's the story. As I say, the foundation is there. Now baseball, the story takes you the rest of the way. We wait for this moment for summer. And now the story every day will be an amazing story. But you got to get to this point and figure out who you are. And now the fun starts. So that's how I look at it. But
it's been a good lineup for us. We've got to do some things at home to make adjustments so that we, you know, have a better record at home. We've done a great job on the road, and hopefully that continues tonight.
All right, I appreciate your time and always your opinions, and I know the fans enjoy it. So Bobby, thanks so much.
Anytime, Marty. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Father's Day.
Same to you. Happy Father's Day. All right, that is great. Bobby Evans, the general manager of the Giants, always gives a lot of information, and sounds to me like they have a plan for Peavy coming back, and it may involve the man who won his 219th game last night. So we'll see. We have to see how everybody is physically feeling. That's always the story. How are you feeling? And if you're not, and it's a long season, and you want to make sure those pitchers, you know, they're not 25 years old. So if there is something with an older pitcher, an older player, you want to deal with it now before it becomes chronic. And I think that's part of what I understand, and I think that's the way you have to do it. Bonte, what do you think about all that?
Man, like, you couldn't set it any better, man. The story is about to play out. July's coming, the All-Star break, the dog days of August, and then next thing you know, September will be here. But I feel good about this Giants team. This franchise finds a way to bring in the pieces that they need every trade deadline. And I got, you know, Sabian's out there scouting in different ballparks, and he's all over the country. And Bobby Evans, I think he's going to pull a nice move here for the Giants. And they have the experience, Marty. They have the championship medal. And guys like Buster Posey, they want to go back-to-back. They're tired of this whole odd year, you know, stuff that the fans like to throw out there. Like, oh, it's every other year they win something. No, I think they want to be a factor in this race. And I feel good about this Giants team.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Well, now the story really starts to get in every day. All right, we can take some calls, 808-CAN-BR if you want. We can do that. We'll come back, and we're on to about, 4:08 today, so we got about another 15 minutes or so. So we can work in a few calls, 808-CAN-BR. We'll do more right here on this Sunday. It's Father's Day. Giants-Dodgers coming up. Tim Lincecum, Brett Anderson, a big game and a whole new lineup for the Giants tonight with Belton left, Duffy hitting third, Pagan first. My goodness, the story is starting. All right, more coming up in the Sports Leader.